Good morning, and we welcome back to the program Kim Linkle, the Executive Director of the Coalition for Drug-Free Batesville. Good morning to you, Kim.
Good morning.
And, of course, the Coalition very involved in a lot of things going on. But toward that end, Kim, can you give us a little bit of general info as far as what your organization does for those who may not be familiar?
Yes, absolutely. So the Coalition for a Drug-Free Batesville was founded back in 2012. And we are a group of concerned community citizens that come together from all sectors of the community to really address substance use amongst youth. And the way we make sure that we are addressing the true needs of the youth and, you know, what we're seeing is through obviously being very data driven. So our youth in our community take the Indiana Youth Survey each year in grade 6 through 12. So we have that data available that allows us to really have a better understanding of what the youth are using and what their perceptions of that are. We also do our annual community perception survey for the adults to get the adults' perceptions on what's going on throughout the community. And then we were very fortunate this spring to also be able to do listening sessions at the junior high and also the high schools to be able to give us even that more detailed information on, you know, what youth are seeing their peers using and, you know, what kind of actions the high school and junior high youth, you know, are doing, you know, where they're, you know, what their kind of triggers are and, you know, what assists them in making those positive choices or sometimes, you know, those more not so good choices. So, yeah, so we've been able to be very data driven and we meet once a month. We meet the first Monday of the month at 11 a.m. at the Memorial Building. It is an open meeting, so anyone is invited. And so please feel free if you're interested in getting more involved to, you know, come to the meeting. Obviously, it's this coming Monday. Monday is our meeting, so absolutely everyone's invited.
And as far as when you get the information and so forth, I know that you usually have a report to the community and also an event where you have a lot of the stakeholders involved.
Yes, yes. So in November, we traditionally do a coalition celebration. And so at that point, we share, you know, as much of the data as we can. I think our report that we get from Prevention Insights is like 137 pages. So we really pull out, you know, the main points and share that there as well. As you know, we will share it with anyone that's interested. So if anyone is interested, again, reach out to myself, you know, and we can definitely get you that information.
Okay. So again, the meeting will be Monday at 11 o'clock over at the Memorial Building.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Great. And of course, Kim, one of the main things that the coalition is involved in is a summer camp. I understand that you still have some openings.
Yes, absolutely. So the week of June 19th, we will be hosting our Wave Camp, and that is for those students who just completed fourth and fifth grade. There is a $50 fee for that week that includes their lunch and a snack. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we hold that at the Batesville Middle School. And it's truly a leadership camp to, you know, build the skills of those younger students in our school system so that we can, you know, develop them into great leaders as they get into junior high and, you know, eventually senior high. And so we do have a few spots open. So if anyone is interested, again, you know, feel free to reach out to myself or stop at the Memorial Building and they can get you an application.
And does this kind of also dovetail into something that you and Bill Giltz are involved in, the Batesville Mayor's Youth Council? Do you get a lot of potential members out of these camps?
Yeah, absolutely. This year, we actually have 9 new members that's joining Mayor's Youth Council. And I think 4 or 5 of them are youth that have been involved in our summer camps in the past. So Madison, Bill, and myself definitely are able to then see their leadership skills, and it really, you know, helps us as we and the others that are on the selection committee are selecting the new members for the upcoming years.
And Madison, what was her last name?
McCreary.
Okay, great. Yes. Yeah, we want to give her proper recognition as well. So, all right. And then, and again, the Mayor's Youth Council, this is for starting in sixth grade all the way through 12th grade.
Yeah, so they apply at the end of their sixth grade year going into seventh grade. And then each year they're eligible to reapply. So, you know, we always allow them, you know, and we build their skills to educate them on, you know, we become busy as we get, you know, older. And so, you know, we always allow them that out, you know, if they are taking college courses and decide they just don't have time, or if they're, you know, involved in a lot of athletics and they decide, you know, I just don't have time for it. So each year they reapply. However, our intent is to try to keep them from 7th through 12th grade.
Yeah, and when the students get up at the city council meetings and they're called on to give their grade and how long they've been involved in, it's always pretty interesting to hear what they do and things of that nature.
Yeah, absolutely. And this coming month in June, we'll be recognizing our seniors that have just graduated. So that's always a very special evening for us because obviously we're getting new members, but, you know, we're saying bye to those that have been involved for the last 6 years.
So again, that's grades 7 through 12.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. So so that's one of the many things that the Coalition for a Drug-Free Batesville is involved in. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll have more with Kim Linkle, the Executive Director of the Coalition for a Drug-Free Batesville, right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Kim Linkle, the Executive Director of the Coalition for Drug-Free Batesville. And, of course, we talked about summer camp, the Wave Camp, that's coming up June 19th in the last segment. But you've also got a number of things that are planned throughout the summer, starting tomorrow with the Two-Bite Challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one thing that the Coalition partners with Mayor's Youth Council on and several other partners throughout the summer is to just offer free opportunities for youth throughout the community and families. And so, as you mentioned, the Two-Bite Challenge, we are co-sponsoring that with different organizations the first Saturday of each month for June, July, and August. And that obviously is part of the farmers market. And so tomorrow morning from 8 to 12, if you stop by our booth, we will have a fruit and a vegetable available that the kiddos can taste test, and then they get a $2 market coupon to go and spend anywhere with any of the vendors at the market. So it's a great way to get them to be able to, you know, try some different fruits and vegetables that those vendors at the market have, as well as to get our youth, you know, involved and interacting with the younger children that are at the market. And, you know, sometimes the we see families there and the parents are, you know, making their purchases and, you know, making their way around. So it gives them a little opportunity to then go find something that they're really interested in and make their purchase.
And to the, you see the role models playing out there, the younger kids coming up to the booth and, you know, taking part in this challenge.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what are some other events, Kim Linkle, that the Coalition has planned in summer fun days?
Yeah, so we are also doing, again, free movies. And so we are sponsoring three free movies at the Gibson. I know that that is something that Kim Powell does each summer. And so this summer we were able to sponsor three of them. So our first one is June 21st. And then we are also sponsoring one on June 28th and July 19th. Those all start at 10 a.m. And, you know, it is free admission for all that come to the Gibson on those free Wednesdays. So even the Wednesdays that we are not sponsoring them, there's another organization or business. I know they had their first one a couple of days ago. And so that's just been a great experience. way to, again, you know, give an opportunity to youth and families to get out and do something in the summer. The other thing that we do, and it has become one of our most popular things, is the free pool day. So we work with the city of Batesville and the Batesville Memorial Pool, and we have two of those planned this summer, one on June 27th and one on August the 1st. And from 2 p.m., or I'm sorry, from noon till 2 p.m., there's free admission, so there's no cost to get into the pool. And then you also get a free $2 coupon for the concessions. So again, another way to just, you know, keep the kids active in the summer, and then obviously, you know, to also support the Memorial Pool by giving out those coupons for concessions.
And looking at the free movies, Kim, some interesting titles there.
Yes, yes. And I will say that Kim and his team at the Gibson actually select the titles, and then we just, you know, pick the days that we want to sponsor. But, yeah, so they're all very kid-focused. And I know last year I think we averaged about 150 people at each of the movies. So it is a well-attended event.
That's awesome. So on the 21st, it'll be at 10 a.m., Sonic the Hedgehog 2, June 28th, Paws of Fury, and then July 19th, The Amazing Maurice. So those are just some of the tiles, again, as you said, Kim, that Kim Powell picks out there at the Gibson Theater. So that's so one of the many activities to, as Kim Linkle said, to get involved in family activities. And speaking of which, Kim, this is a little bit down the road, but you've got National Night Out that'll be coming up here before too long.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're looking forward to that again this year. It will be Wednesday, August the 2nd. We are again partnering with the Batesville Police Department and obviously many other nonprofit organizations across the community. It will again be at Liberty Park. And unless something shifts, traditionally we hold that from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And so, again, it's a free event. We invite everyone out, you know, to come out and participate, get to interact with the law enforcement officers on site, and then also traditionally, you know, the YMCA is there with a booth. We bring in, like, I know Safe Passage has been there to do like the human-sized bubbles in the past. The hospital's there. We've had the library there. So just a lot of community organizations there with an activity in addition to obviously sharing their resources.
And of course, the this event shifted from the pool to the park several years ago. And would you say it's been pretty much, has it been successful and really grown since it's moved out to Liberty Park?
Yeah, I really like the new location. Obviously, we have some free pool days, and that's kind of where we got the idea of the free pool days, because we wanted to give everyone the opportunity, you know, to utilize the Memorial Pool. And so by moving it to the park, we weren't sure what to think or, you know, what was going to happen at first, but it's been great. I mean, there's a lot more parking, there's shade. And so, yeah, it's just a great event. People come and go. We do offer a free meal, so, you know, that's always an incentive, obviously, for people to come out. But what we see at the park is that people stay. So even after they walk through the booths and they participate in the activities, we'll see many families make their way over to the playground, you know. And so even as we're cleaning up in the evening, there's still families there, you know, utilizing our park. And so that's very exciting for us, because obviously, you know, we want the park to be in use, and we know, you know, spending family time together is very important for, you know, youth to be brought up in, you know, that positive environment.
Anything else, Kim Linkle, before we let you get back to it?
So actually, I just thought about, we probably haven't given an update to the community. So I know the Mayor's Youth Council was raising dollars to revitalize the basketball courts at the park. And we met our goal of $25,000 and actually exceeded that. So that has been matched by IHCDA. And so we are in the process of planning and getting that work underway. So, yeah, that it was a pretty big feat. We weren't sure if we would be able to be 100% successful or not, but that definitely was a huge win for Mayor's Youth Council and for the community, because that was one project that we know that the park board was interested in, and then we were able to work with them to make that happen.
Yeah, and as you said, $25,000, and it was over $28,000 raised with days to go before the deadline. So, congratulations to everyone involved.
Thank you. Yeah, and so, like I said, the planning has started. I know that Mike Ballmer has started working with the different resurfacing companies, and we've met about the artwork, because we are going to put a splash of color in that, so it won't just be your traditional basketball court, colors. And so, yeah, so we're very excited, and we're hoping to have that done by the fall of this year.
And finally, Kim Linkle, how can folks get a hold of you and everybody at the Coalition for a Drug-Free Batesville?
Absolutely. Always feel free to reach out to the Memorial Building. And you can also send me an email at kim@drugfreebatesville.org. You can also feel free to give us a call at 812-932-0591.
Okay, so again, the email address and phone number again, please, Kim.
Yes, it's kim@drugfreebatesville.org, and the phone number is 812-932-0591.
Well, Kim Linkle with the Coalition for a Drug-Free Batesville, we appreciate your time for also coming in this morning. Stay well, because we need to hear from you, and continue your good works, and look forward to talking to you again down the road.
Thank you for having me, and I hope to see many people this summer at all of our upcoming events.